Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, hallelujah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. I thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, indeed, that we're back again for another episode. Yes, another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edom Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing, yes, and for the blessing of his people, even on, my brothers and sisters, this world, blessing of this world, the healing of this world, true to all that is his holy name. And the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly as he told me, that unto this cause I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, I said if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High is the remembrance of all things. He has promised that he shall bring forth in this world the full fruition of all that from the beginning he intended. Blessed, therefore, are they. Yes, my brothers and sisters, blessed, therefore, are they who look forward to that great day when the Most High has promised that he shall reveal again in the earth, repairing this earth after all that it was initially intended for. Yes, my brothers and sisters, all the beauty, the harmony, the majesty that is honorable before his name. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that we've talked about this before, that the very word for heaven in Hebrew is the word Shamayim. What word? Shema. Root word, Shem. My brothers and sisters, Shamayim, the people of the Shema, the people, my brothers and sisters, of divine command, whereby he has declared according to the truth of his name, all that honors his name, that we must love and seek. Obviously, my brothers and sisters, when he says we love him, think about it. Do you have to get someone to seek that which he loves? My brothers and sisters, we are to love and seek the Most High with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. That is a command from above. We are to love and seek the Most High for all that is his oneness, all that is honorable before him, all that is faith and faithfulness unto him, all that is gratitude to him for his kindness. We are to love and seek the Most High. All, my brothers and sisters, that is necessary that we all discern and walk after his will as one with all our minds, all our hearts, all our souls. And this, my brothers and sisters, we must do. Yes, indeed. This, my brothers and sisters, we must, as a people, learn again to reason together in understanding and in mutual love for one another, mutual love of the Holy Name. This is what we must do. All should be, my brothers and sisters, before the Most High, discerning of what is divine order. All things, my brothers and sisters, working together as one, none left short of what is necessary, that we all become complete in all things, in word and deed. Blessed be the name of the Most High. The word Shem and Shema and Shemayim relates to the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters. And I believe it's something I spoke about a few days ago. The Most High calls by his name all that seeks to be fruitive unto it. Seeking anything less is a false oath. He says you should not take his name in vain or swear by his name unto less than them than all that is his will. His very name declares he is all that he is, nothing that he is not. When the Most High calls something by his name, it is because it belongs to him. It is the echo that emanates after his thoughts, his desire, his design. Blessed are they who will understand this. I've oftentimes spoken about what the scriptures call the seal of the living Yah. Revelation, around 7:4 Revelation. Let me get the verse for you, because I'd like to get directly off into this. Revelation 7:4. Yes, and I heard the number of them that were sealed. Let's go back to 7:3. There was an scripture speaks about an angel. Let's go back to 7:2. Maybe that's a little better. All this is relative to, actually, be honest with you, going all the way back to 6:12 Revelation, which speaks about a great earthquake. And scriptures actually speak about that great earthquake. If we understand it well from Revelation 16:12-21. It has to do with a great earthquake that will cause to fall a great city. Scriptures thereafter. Talks about the king of the earth running for cover, saying to the rocks and mountains, fall upon us, hide us from the face of the Lamb, and him who sits upon the throne, for the day of his wrath has come, and who should be able to stand? What else does this mean, my brothers and sisters, but that the rulers of this earth have obviously, quite definitely, without question, my brothers and sisters, functioned treacherously, obviously mismanaging much, because they are all, in the context of this verse, obviously giving reverence, finally, at last, to one whom, my brothers and sisters, who would judge them all. How hide of the, from the face of the face of the Lamb, and who sits upon the throne, for the day of his wrath. How about judgment upon all the rulers has come? And who shall be able to stand? That verse echoes what we find in Malachi. Malachi, we read around between 2:15, 2:16, to 3 and 4. It relates Messiah would judge all the rulers. If you read through Malachi from the 2nd to 3rd chapter, it relates how Most High would send his servant, even Messiah, to judge all the rulers for all the ways in which they have misadministered. Misadministered, my brothers and sisters. And misled the lands and the people of the earth. So they know, my brothers and sisters, if you read the book of Malachi closely, since the Most High in the book of Malachi through his prophet Malachi is reproving the rulers for their mismanagement of things. Even as far going as far as to say after they've divided up this world that belongs to one, they've gone as far as to say that everyone who walks after his evil way. How about the variant evil, deviant, divisive ways of all the rulers said that somehow they're good in the sight of the Most High and he delights in such. My brothers and sisters, did you notice the scriptures there talking about the kings of the earth, recognize that wrath has to come upon them? Obviously, because one king is about to judge and rule the whole earth. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, giving consideration of this. The scriptures then go on. And like the scriptures say in Malachi, like I said, one is, in Malachi it speaks of one who must restore righteousness as it was known, must be of old, as in former years, and even reproving and purging out, if you will, out of the temple, my brothers and sisters, putting to humiliation all those who have mismanaged and set misorder in the earth and sought to preserve it. Revelation. After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. In other words, it means four angels standing at the four directions, four winds, north, south, east, and west. As the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor any tree. My brothers and sisters, if you read through Isaiah 29, it talks about a great storm. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a great storm of wrath from on high. That one day, my brothers and sisters, will reprove the whole earth. Wherever it is, my brothers and sisters, men have not walked true to what is divine will. And we need to talk about that a little bit, too. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures speak about the same thing that's in, that I mentioned just now. In Isaiah 29, my scripture speaks of the same. In Revelation, Revelation 16:12. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the havoc that men have wrought upon this earth because they would not obey and would not hold true to the counsel of the One Most High. You know, it's amazing, but we look around us now and we see advance warning of so much. I listening to the news, talking about the storm that has now hit the East Coast of this country. And many have said it's such a severe storm that it said it's a 1 in 120-year storm, one for the record books, one that will surely be remembered. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's just a, in so many ways a shadow of things that are still yet to come. And a man has refused to hearken to the counsel of the Most High. And the Most High, my brothers and sisters, have a plan to bring this earth back to him. He even has a plan to restore and repair the damage that man has created in the earth. We need to talk about all those things tonight. Revelation 7:1, and after these things I saw four angels standing in the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east. We know that the word for angel, I spoke about this many times, is the word malach. And the word, my brothers and sisters, means also king. I saw an angel ascending from the east. How about rising? The word ascending is the same thing as rising. Arising in the east. How about the one that's called the angel like unto the rising sun, or the king of the east, the righteous one like unto the rising sun, that's mentioned in Isaiah 41, that reproves all the kings of the earth. Sound like a similar scenario? Indeed it is. Read Isaiah 41, it also says that same one should call forth to his people among all the nations, saying, keep silent and listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. Let my people renew their strength. Let them come together. Let them be gathered together as one in true discernment, justice, discretion. And to do this, my brothers and sisters, certainly he has to prove foolish and reprove all the variant misruling ideals of the whole earth. Then the wisdom the Most High has granted him. Our people, again, my brothers and sisters, devout unto the Most High, might be made one. So I saw another angel king. One's called the King of the East in Revelation 16:12, having the seal of the living Yah. A seal, my brothers and sisters, is like a name, a signature, a confirmation that confirms, my brothers and sisters, a covenant. My brothers and sisters, what the scriptures are saying, if you read this through Revelation 14, he's saying this one has the law of the Most High already written upon his mind and heart. As such is the covenant according to Jeremiah 30-31. And we must understand that Jeremiah 30-31 talks about the law of the Most High being written upon the minds and heart, the covenant restored, and bringing a people back from the midst of all the variant ideals of the nations. My brothers and sisters, the word for nations in Hebrew is goyim. My brothers and sisters, it relates to those who, after a brutish and beastly mind, will not reason together as one, revering and respecting the mind of the Most High and the mind of the Most High alone. There have been many, my brothers and sisters, who sought to divide this world after their own interests and ideals and zeal. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, the earth still belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. So when scriptures talk about those who attain the name of the Father upon their brows, because they've overcome the mark of the beast, the marks of the beast, my brothers and sisters, are the various standards of the nations, that in their contentions could not have possibly have been true to a holy covenant agreement in the will of the one Most High. So when the scriptures talk about attaining to heaven, the kingdom of heaven, my brothers and sisters, the kingdom and the people who are true will be found true to the will of the one Most High and all that is his word. His covenant. He didn't say he would confirm anyone else, meaning that his people are those who, my brothers and sisters, will discern what is divine righteousness as reason and wisdom. Justice, my brothers and sisters, far beyond all the kings of the earth. These are the ones the Most High will call by his name, who will seek his law beyond all the miscreant standards of the leaders of this world. Think about it. He said, we'll keep reading. And this one called the angel from the rising sun, the king of the east, has the power to even command angels, saying to them, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Yah upon their foreheads. He said then, my brothers and sisters, those who serve the Most High are those who will seek the law, the exceeding righteousness of the Most High, beyond all the rulers of the earth. These are the ones he shall confirm as his own. Remember, Messiah said your righteousness. Ultimately, he said, since he said your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, and he also said, go forth and teach all nations and convert all nations. He was saying your righteousness must exceed the conflict, conflicting views and short-sightedness and selfish ambition of your rulers. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Shamaim, the kingdom of heaven. It must be understood then whose rule? Whose kingdom? Whose law it is that will govern those who will be called by his name? The scriptures tell us that, think about it. He said, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Yah upon their brows. Meaning, let those who will be preserved be sealed and confirmed. Let them first learn what is the will of Yah, for the Most High has no reason to preserve that which would constantly deny his will. Who is man, my brothers and sisters? What is man? Since the Most High created all things to function together in harmony and order, who and what is man to feel that he has a right to function otherwise? First command. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? First command. Love, seek the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. Ultimately, to discern what is his requirement for all people. What is man, my brothers and sisters? To seek to dissuade others from this order. To walk outside this order that others might be misled. What is man? Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said he would preserve only those who are true to his name, true to all that is his command, who will discern again what is indeed a true vow, unto the will of one Most High. Revelation 7:4 says, I heard the number of them that were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of Israel. These are they who will be redeemed first. And I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture talks about that number which no man could count, those are those, my brothers and sisters, who through the course of ages, up to the time, my brothers and sisters, of those first centuries, those who are martyred during those first centuries, my brothers and sisters, at the hand of Western imperialists, Western polytheist imperialists, those who, up to that time, were redeemed in the knowledge of the truth. It is those, my brothers and sisters, and quite frankly, those are those ancient resurrected saints. And since the scriptures tell us that 2/3 of humanity in this time of judgment will perish, it is also those, my brothers and sisters, the remainder of that 1/3 of humanity who, like unto that 144,000, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters, like unto that 144,000 of the tribes of Israel, will hearken to what the scriptures call the song of Moshe and the song of the Lamb. The words of those redeemed first, my brothers and sisters. I said the words of those redeemed first to call all else who might be redeemed, that they should be wise to hearken to all that the Most High has spoken, that they should not be like those who, having had an opportunity, turned away, that they were no longer worthy to be counted his children. Deuteronomy 28 speaks about this. Deuteronomy 32. It's called the Song of Moshe. So much of what it is the Song of Moshe and the Song of the Lamb, in other words, cohesive ideals of Moshe, who the scriptures tell us in 1 Corinthians 10 was led by Messiah. so much of what is the Song of the Lamb and the Song of Moshe is actually, my brothers and sisters, in Deuteronomy 32, and also, for that matter, Isaiah 26 chapter. Blessed are they who will understand. Have to go back quite a bit, but quite a few years ago. It's been a few years ago now that I did a show on the Song of Moshe, Song of the Lamb, Song of Moses. Might be good. In fact, I may actually try to see what I can do about where this show is archived. Place that information where you might be able to go back and listen to that show too. Better explaining those ideals. But I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has forsworn that he will establish in the earth a people worthy to be called his heirs, worthy to inherit the world, who would be true stewards unto all that the Most High himself decreed. All the Most High has forsworn this world must become. And I would tell you that it was prophesied long ago in advance, my brothers and sisters. The Most High knew. Since the fall, man with his, let's just say, being fallen short of hearkening to divine direction. Most High knew that in his selfish ambition, his warfare, his greed, his desire to control this world, but not after the pure, perfect will of the one Most High. In fact, when think about it, when ultimately Messiah knew, when he said, when he spoke what is called the Lord's Prayer, he said, "Our Father who art in heaven." My brothers and sisters, this was an admonition that he knew would one day cause all who claim to believe in him to recognize one Father. My brothers and sisters, but discerning that one Father is far more than just simply saying our Father. It's a matter of discerning what indeed is a pure, perfect covenant knowledge from him. And if we all were true to all that is mentioned, when the scripture says, talks about his law being written upon our minds and hearts, if we were all true to that, my brothers and sisters, there would be no discrepancies amongst us. We would have sought his counsel, and all that remains would be peace. But man, not having been true to what the Most High declared, Isaiah 48, is about a people having sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, who are sorely in need of being refined into the will of one. Messiah even going as far as to say, "Oh, that you had kept my commandments, and your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea, and I would have not have beheld your descendants destroyed from before me." My brothers and sisters, but man in his selfish ambition has fallen far from initial divine conscience, and many not even realizing that it's so. Man has broken the scriptures, what the scriptures call the everlasting covenant. Please give an examination to Isaiah 24th chapter, saying that man has broken the everlasting covenant, both the rulers and those who serve them. The rulers and they who follow them have broken the everlasting covenant. So the Most High has already apportioned at first a city that he will reprove, my brothers and sisters. I said a city that he will reprove and tell the whole world that he is not pleased with this disorder. We saw a little bit of that, my brothers and sisters, in Revelation 6 through 7, 6, 12 through, actually read all the way out to 7, 17, as we have just mentioned. So you have to understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High desires that the whole world should be reconciled unto him. Isaiah 25 speaks of the same. A city being destroyed for not having hearkened. Same thing said in Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6. Finally, a people being manifest to speak no lies, do no iniquity, walk in after what is true justice, my brothers and sisters. None to harm, none to dissuade. The Most High will protect them. But my brothers and sisters, because men have broken the everlasting covenant, the everlasting agreement, have defied the peace Most High has already promised that the day would come that he must repair all the damage. He promised he would. He would repair all the damage that has been wrought of rebellious and disobedient mankind. How else, my brothers and sisters, shall there be eternal life? Think about it. How else shall the inheritance of this world bring forth, my brothers and sisters, eternal harmony? And quite frankly, we really need to read close to Isaiah 45 when the Most High says that he has created this world not in vain, but that it should be inhabited. Even that it should be inhabited, my brothers and sisters, we understand it, in peace forever. That's the purpose for which he made this world. It's critically important that we should realize the implications of what is mentioned, what is implied, what is declared. At 45:17, knows that it is Isaiah 45th chapter that relates, but Israel shall be saved in the Most High, in the name of the Most High, with an everlasting salvation. Should not be ashamed. That means falling short, or with all that is required of his, with regard to his name. Not confounded, not left to confusion, but wrought unto holiness, my brothers and sisters. Pure upon the perfect foundation the Most High has intended. World without end. It's quite significant, my brothers and sisters, realize, as I said before, that it's Isaiah 45 that says this, because it relates then, my brothers and sisters, that one of whom the scriptures speak of in Isaiah 45 must be a savior. Why do I say a savior? Consider, my brothers and sisters, consider. We have to understand, since the Most High has foreordained a plan whereby he should repair the damage that man has wrought in the earth, not being a true steward, true to divine will and purpose, nor respecting that the earth belongs to Yah, it surely makes no sense that Yah would repair this damage that men have wrought in the earth, if men were to remain intent to continue in the same gamut of sin, disobedience, irreverence, selfish design, so as to continue in this earth to wreak havoc, warfare, contention, confusion, only to destroy. Abuse, if it's reached the world's resources, only to destroy. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, man, just as it was in the garden, not having seen the result of what would happen if he disobeyed, if he refused to hearken to the counsel of the Most High, man, over the course of many generations, must be brought to understand what is the result of refusing divine counsel and instruction. So much of the havoc we see in the world today, land, sea, and air, let alone human conscience, is a result of man, my brothers and sisters, compelling men to trust in less than divine will, exalting the divine designs of their variant kings who seem to have power or prestige in this world, daring to believe that after all these differences, somehow that these who perpetrate this injustice are still yet, my brothers and sisters, deliverance and delivered. Please check out Malachi 3:13, read on to 3:18. It says, the Most High says, the time must come. You must discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. And again, my brothers and sisters, it talks about one called the angel from the rising sun, or the son of righteousness that arises, the king of the east. It all translates out the same. Or bring healing again to this earth. But my brothers and sisters, again, that healing is for those who, did you notice? It said, remember the song of Moshe and of the Lamb? Remember the law of Moshe which he gave? Remember the law which the Most High gave to his servant Moshe? Sound like the song of the Lamb and the song of Moshe and the Lamb to me. especially for those who will catch it and what I mean when I say to you that the Hebrew word for lamb is kaf reish. C-R. Yes, my brothers and sisters, for those who understand, I would tell you much. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, it makes no sense. It's no profit to the Most High if he would repair all the damage that men have wrought on the earth, if men would only seek the same misrule to destroy. I said, man is in the garden, is at the sea, the result of his having refused divine counsel. Yah has promised, and he will indeed repair, restore this earth after the beauty in which he initially intended. He promised he would make Jerusalem like Eden. And the nations, my brothers and sisters, he said he would restore the lands. But my brothers and sisters, the nations that will not worship the king at Jerusalem, it says in Zechariah 14, that nation, my brothers and sisters, be inundated with plagues. And yes, my brothers and sisters, all manner of havoc and curses. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that when the Most High restores the light of his wisdom again, read Isaiah 59 through 60, out to 60 and 12. It says, the nation that will not walk according to that pure light that is his governorship, that nation shall perish. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who discern that the Most High has a plan for restoring this earth. But he sends Messiah ultimately in the last days, that ultimately, true to his intent from the beginning, Messiah should relate to mankind, hearing my brothers and sisters, the conditions, the terms after which he shall restore this earth. I said the terms after which he shall restore this earth unto all the beauty that was intended in it from the very beginning. So blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who will wait for him whom the Most High has named and chosen. But what it means, my brothers and sisters, when it talks about those who receive the seal of the living Yah, realize that they will call upon the name of him whom the Most High has chosen. And yes, my brothers and sisters, according to Isaiah 41, that one bears the name of the Most High. You must understand then, my brothers and sisters, what all this means. It really means that those who will call upon him whom the Most High has named, whom the Most High has name, Isaiah 62:2. They are the ones, my brothers and sisters, who true to his word should be counted the redeemed. My brothers and sisters, that's much more than the titles that most believe that they have known, titles they've used for the Most High, titles that they have used for, titles they've used and believe, or the title for his son. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures talk about Messiah's new name twice in Revelation 2nd and 3rd. Isaiah 62 and 2. Talk about his new name. Talk about a name that has to be revealed to whom the Most High will grant to receive it. Wow. How many are ready to understand then, my brothers and sisters? The title of the Messiah will be called by the men might call upon his name is not after their own design, their own beliefs, their own desires. You know, I think about it sometimes. People have taken the title of the Messiah and translated it and put it in Greek to reiterate the ideas of the heathen, the name Jesus. Brothers and sisters, never related the idea about a monotheist Son of the Most High, true to the will of one, just as the name Christ never did either. So many times they took names like, for instance, Matthiah, or Matthiahu, relating, my brothers and sisters, the gift of Yah, and made it names like Matus, as if it was a gift of Zeus. My brothers and sisters, they played a lot of games among the minds. A lot of folks call upon this name sounding like Jesus. Yeshua. I've heard a lot of names people want to use. Yeshua Shai. I've heard a lot of names they want to use. My brothers and sisters, it's not going to be those who call upon a title as they think they know, but those who recognize the name of him whom the Most High has already given a name that carries some 30-odd plus meanings. I've already found that some 30-odd plus meanings that are mentioned in the scriptures. That it might be discerned, my brothers and sisters, that it is his restoration of divine doctrine that will be the salvation of man, even the salvation of man beyond all the varied beliefs that many call themselves believers, sons of Abraham, even Hebrew Israelites, must transcend beyond all their various camps under the will of one. Time to understand and discern the truth, my brothers and sisters, for nothing else will be viable to be confirmed true to his name. But that, my brothers and sisters, is true to him, the word the Most High has given to him who is already named. Blessed are they who will understand this. Yah in restitution of all things shall restore earth, the earth after his divine honor, his divine honor and order. Proves, my brothers and sisters, what humanity should have been about all along, and that the Most High will restore all things to his order, unto his honor. What's the scripture say in Isaiah 49? Messiah will come forth saying, there's no peace after lawlessness. So listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has, from the body of my mother, made mention or made an oath in my name. To do what? Oath unto his name, my brothers and sisters, to reveal his glory, his honor. Discerning, my brothers and sisters, those who serve Yah and those who serve him not, makes his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, that he should bring his people who would honor him back to him. And even, my brothers and sisters, to show from a people who will become the light of the world, an invariant light to a wavering world, will show what is the salvation beyond all misorder, all miscreant thought, all misadministration, misgovernorship, misleadership. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even salvation from all miscreant thought, even to the ends of the earth. Blessing the day, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this? For it is what has been foreordained. It tells us, my brothers and sisters, that true to the one king whom the Most High declared from the beginning, who will judge all kings, who has promised from the very beginning to redeem and inherit this world, man should have always sought to preserve what is true to his creator. For none was ever to rule this earth, my brothers and sisters, but as true and consistent after the everlasting covenant will of the one who made it and therefore owns it. Blessed are they who will discern what it is to be a good steward, faithful. My brothers and sisters, having faith in the pure and perfect will of the one. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, we really want to understand it. The word for heaven. Well, quite frankly, there's a reason why the scripture speaks about the first, second, and third heaven. First heaven, actually, my brothers and sisters, if you really want to know, is the terra firma that we live upon. But it too, my brothers and sisters, was supposed to always be true to the will of one. Second heaven, many might say, is the sky above the earth. You might even say, my brothers and sisters, the stars of the heaven. Stars of the sky. Third heaven, my brothers and sisters, is where the Most High himself resides with his angel, commanding all things to be true to his order. Shamayim, heaven, in the collective sense, my brothers and sisters, is a divinely collective, cooperative, if you will, symbiosis. All things intent to work together, true unto him. Reason why the scriptures talk about three heavens, and quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, all of it must respect lawful order as prescribed by its maker. If you read through Isaiah 45, amidst some of the verbiage we talked about, think about it. Isaiah 45:12, I made the earth and created man upon it. Even my hands are stretched out to heaven. All their hosts have I commanded. And I'll raise up a man in righteousness. I will direct all his ways. He should build my city. City, my brothers and sisters, means more than just Jerusalem proper. It means he will establish divine social order in all the earth. For from that city, my brothers and sisters, that he shall rebuild. Read Isaiah 44. He will judge all the nations, and all the nations say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Holy One of Israel, Mount of the Holy One of Zion. We will walk in his ways, and we will walk in his path. We will walk in his paths, and he will rebuke nations afar off. My brothers and sisters, it's time to understand. We're talking about the one who will set divine order in the earth. Remember, this is Isaiah 44 through 45, and it speaks about the one Most High calls his anointed. His shepherd, that is, to regather his people, prove foolish all the false rule of all the leaders of the earth, establish Jerusalem upon a firm foundation, reveal all the truth, my brothers and sisters, the rulers have sought to hide. Blessed are they who will seek after him. And he shall let go my captives, not for a price nor a bribe, says the Most High. And because of him, the scriptures said, because the Most High has chosen him from among his people. It says, the labor of Egypt, merchandise of Ethiopia, the Sabians, men of stature, shall come over. Yes, my brothers and sisters, giving due honor to the people of the Most High, will follow after him whom the Most High has chosen, because the Most High has chosen him. And say, they shall fall down, and they shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely God is with thee. In fact, my brothers and sisters, even the Savior comes from among this people. And there's none else. And there's no other Savior. My brothers and sisters, trust that this scripture relates that when it says unto him, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. My brothers and sisters, this is that Shiloh out of Judah that even all the tribes of Israel shall serve. And my brothers and sisters, all the nations of the earth shall serve him, even as they must serve after that rule which the Most High has given to all the tribes of Israel. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and sisters. Because the Most High has already said, and if you read back a little further in Isaiah 45, it's because men have not hearkened to the counsel of the Most High. They've been like potsherds arguing with potsherds. Because they did refuse to take counsel from the Most High. Most High sent forth his gospel to the nations. Revelation 6. Talks about the white horse rider, which is Messiah. Yes, he has the gospel of peace to go forth to the nation. But the red horse rider is the nations retaliating against that peace. Finally, my brothers and sisters, that there came what the scripture calls a famine in the earth, men going to and fro among the nations, seeking the word of the Most High, the pure word of the Most High, and could not find it. Rome murdered millions, my brothers and sisters, silenced the word of the truth. How many, my brothers and sisters, granted the opportunity to see the truth again? Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who seeing opportunity to return unto that truth, were delighted in it with gratitude, the generosity and the kindness of the One Most High. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High desires that all heaven and earth should function together as one. Earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof. Hosea 2:21 through 22 says, in that day, earth shall call out to the heavens, and heaven shall answer his people. We must realize, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 65:4 talks about the Most High raising up to what has been a rebellious world, an inheritor of all the nations, an inheritor of his mountains, blessing those who will hearken to his word, and my brothers and sisters, leaving to the curse those who refuse to. For why should the Most High, my brothers and sisters, preserve what would only preserve misorder in the earth? So Yah desires that all things he made in restitution unto his honor and order, that is his name when he declares he is the great I am that I am. My brothers and sisters, and again, the scriptures reiterate in Isaiah 66, 65 going into 66. concerning that man-child who shall redeem all the nations. And when he removes all the wicked, those who are rebellious, who figure like somehow they have a right to defy and deny divine will. Scripture says the knowledge of Yah shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The wolf shall lie down with the lion shall lie down with the lamb. Wolf with the kid. All my brothers and sisters, in that day there shall be peace and the knowledge of Yah, the knowledge of what is divine order. All things function together as one, my brothers and sisters, shall be the peace of all the lands. Blessed are they who understand this. We've talked often in this past week my brothers and sisters, we talked this past week about what is even called the prayer of the Most High, the Lord's Prayer, Messiah prayed. Our Father, recognizing we all should be disciplined, belonging to, giving honor unto the will of one. Our Father, the Most High. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, there's one supreme being above all. Hallowed, holy, true unto his name and his word, his thoughts alone be his name. His kingdom, dominated by the word of his kingship, his sovereignty. His kingdom come, meaning that it shall be on earth, as it is in heaven. Most High already has a place in which he dwells. It has been his kingdom for eternity. He's talking about the kingdom that should be established upon this earth. And it says that should be the mutual prayer of us all, on earth as it is in heaven. Blessed are they who, my brothers and sisters, will understand this, meaning that this earth must be ruled perfectly after the will of the One Most High. You know, I sometimes sit back and look at what this world, how it seeks to define things. It talks about love without condition, love without what is necessary even to preserve order, what's necessary to preserve peace, what's necessary to preserve agreement. It talks about an agreement where there is no mutual sense of understanding or reference. Strange definitions of things. Love without desire to preserve order and understanding. Love to preserve that which creates offenses and mistrust and no preservation of what is divine will. I tell you now that hate began when man turned from his creator and then despised the need to come back. Love, my brothers and sisters, when men have a self-righteous, self-exalting lack of desire for cooperation because they've created after their designs something less. Love, my brothers and sisters, that exalts selfish personal ambition, man against man, as if man was to exalt himself in the earth, taking control of lands in the earth, creating his own rules in the earth, that men should war against one another in the peace that the Most High created. Think about it. When the Most High made all things, what did he do? He created all things, set things in order, and said it was good, that it was orderly, my brothers and sisters, after the truth of his mind. My brothers and sisters, he would not have been content with it in misorder. Misorder is not his name. Dare men say that they have loved, my brothers and sisters, not seeking all that is necessary to discern again pure and perfectly what is the will of Yah, even seeking to preserve that which is rebelliously inconjunct, refusing to obey? Shall preservation of disobedience be peace, my brothers and sisters? Is that the definition? Peace after that which is incomplete, a multitude of incomplete and partial standards that leave open the door for offense? He said, go forth and teach all nations everything so that all might agree in all things. He said, if any man deny even the least of the law and the prophets, he shall in no case enter the peace that is the kingdom of Yah, or the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of Shamayim. Shamayim, my brothers and sisters, all the precepts and particulates of the holy name, all functioning cohesively together. Shall men say that he shall deny then even the least of what the Most High declares, since the Most High does nothing without reason, and still say that he is wise unto the preservation of divine order and honor? Hebrew word ahava for love is a love for all that is divine will. Shall men say that they have loved Yah or anything, denying the principles that preserve life and peace? Men talk about by the grace of the favor of the Most High, not being under divine law. That is insane. The grace of Yah reveals divine law and order. The justice that a carnal mind cannot conceive, nor be subject to, nor for that matter comprehend. The law of the Most High is spiritual, meaning it requires something far more than the carnal mind to comprehend and obey. So the grace of Yah is that he restores the sense, or let's just say raises the conscience to restore or set in the mind a place that men might receive, my brothers and sisters, the higher essence, the truth that for a long time men have disregarded. And in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, they being missing from the examples he sees in this world, has forgotten. But men talk about law, the law of this world that would preserve all misorder, all manner of contentious oppositions, and all manner of a lack of understanding and every form of disagreement. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. They call it democracy. Demo, people, demon, rule, crasse, rule. Hypocrasse, hypocrisis, a multitude of short-sighted, fallen standards that divide and keep there from being a common sense of understanding. And men call it an allegiance to love. I find it very strange, my brothers and sisters. Faith. Faith without faithfulness unto the will of one sounds quite insane to me. Crazy definitions for everything. Salvation that preserves, my brothers and sisters, that which deceives, that which maintains oppression, misunderstanding, and all the deeds of the oppressor. All that preserves contention, they call it salvation. Well, I got news for you. The heathen of old had the concept of a savior, a term they used, Christ. And it actually meant, my brothers and sisters, one who anointed after all the varying ideals of man, sought, my brothers and sisters, anointed after the varying spirits of all the various misruling false gods of Rome and Greece, preserved all the contentions, my brothers and sisters, that men called their gods. And yes, my brothers and sisters, by no means true to the will of one, but men have dared to adopt the pagan concept of a savior against the will of one and say, my brothers and sisters, that they are ready to be the constituents of and the inheritors of peace in him who created this world, that he might look upon it and rejoice in it. Grace, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, grace without gratitude for one's kindness, favor. Or dare men believe that the Most High would favor every man of injustice? Men preach a gospel. The very word for gospel, my brothers and sisters, relates what is the complete, pure, sure word of the Most High, gravitating after the pure word and message, common understanding under peace, as delivered from on high by one that men might know him. Please read Isaiah 52. Talks about the preaching of the gospel, that men shall know him as he is. They shall see him. They shall hear his voice and know that it is he. A word, my brothers and sisters, that declares one rule beyond and above all the nations. The men should come out from the midst of this Babylonish confusion, this multitude of misrepresentations that the rulers have established, that men not know Yah as he is. Our brothers and sisters, men have talked about glory. The word for glory is also honor. So men, my brothers and sisters, say they glorify the Most High without respect for a sense of what is the honor that is due to him, the righteousness that is due to him, the justice that is due to him. Dare men say they glorify the Most High, my brothers and sisters, when every man seeks to rob the Most High and his brother by calling himself wise, after his own ideals, and not seeking the Most High for the full fruition of all that he has declared must be an eternal standard to us all. Amazing, my brothers and sisters. Men have had a sense of order and peace, but has not thought in the context of what is complete and perfect under the Most High, even though the Hebrew word for peace relates what is pure and perfect. Men have had a sense of law, order, that is disjunct and incooperative against the Most High. Something's desperately wrong here. Men talk about being born again, still retaining allegiances to all the varying ideals of the flesh, misruling entities of this world that they have exalted and been compelled to imagine somehow wise. My brothers and sisters, I've said it to you many times before, it's a shame, but men oftentimes seek to exalt the standards they see because it's all they know, desirous not to consider themselves deceived. But the scriptures tell us well, if a man consider himself wise after this world and all his divisions and contradictions, let that man consider himself fool. One who has been deceived, beguiled, seduced, that he might, my brothers and sisters, humble himself to become wise. I'm talking about 3:18, 1 Corinthians. Telling man that he should not consider himself so wise for the time Messiah comes to bring to consideration all things that men should have considered. And then shall men know how to honor, give glory to, respect the light of him, my brothers and sisters, who indeed, because all things belong to him and created by him, shall be judged by him, sustained, if it is true by him, is worthy to be worshipped, worthy to be praised. Who has a will, my brothers and sisters? Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, conceived in love, for which we all should give him praise. And my brothers and sisters, that all his will be prayed for. So, you know, I look around, my brothers and sisters. What reason would Yah preserve, would counter man the beauty he and the peace he desires to see in this earth? For what reason would Yah preserve the thoughts and deeds that men would create in his obstinance and unbelief against divine command? My brothers and sisters, how can you get someone to be convinced of lawlessness, that somehow lawlessness is the state of their conscience? So what is the law of this world, my brothers and sisters, you must overcome? Remember, the heathen didn't have a word to relate the difference between divine law, the Holy One, and the law that they call Pax Romana, unto the preservation of all the indistinct, indiscriminate, irreverent differences that were all the heathen gods of the nations. So if they sought to preserve all these differences, appeasing men, and the Apostle Shaul said, if I sought to appease or persuade men, I cannot be a servant of Yah. What then are then, my brothers and sisters, all these varying doctrines that men have called gospel? Incomplete doctrines, catering to the men, the ideas of men. The scriptures say, if any man preach another gospel or another Yeshua, let him be accursed. But such a one, my brothers and sisters, cannot possibly be, after all such difference, a disciple or a servant unto Yah. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the worth of a soul in Shamayim, Shemayim. The worth of a soul, my brothers and sisters, is discerned by its love and ability to preserve divine order, not that men should exalt selfish divisions against the Maker. All discern, my brothers and sisters. All must discern and thy kingdom, that none has a right to seek anything less than the fullness of all that is divine will, purpose, and desire. Scripture says, Messiah comes to perform, to fully make manifest all that is divine pleasure. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, completed on earth as it is on high. Worth of a soul, my brothers and sisters, is related to man's ability to appease the Creator in all things according to the purpose for which he was made. The Scriptures tell us, therefore, since Israel is to be a light to all the nations, an invariant light to a wavering world, Messiah said, love, which is also, my brothers and sisters, think about it. If the Most High does not reveal his ways, man is forsaken. He said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And he was atoning for the sins of the world. He wasn't talking about just those who immediately seemed to be his persecutors. For he knew that Rome had come in and set up a false priesthood over Israel. Talked about that many times before. Rome had come in some few decades before the birth of Messiah and slaughtered all the priests and set up a priesthood that dared to say they had no king but Caesar. And dared to say that anyone who would make himself a king, even over Israel, is an enemy against Caesar. Hypocritical priesthood, my brothers and sisters, that surely the people of Israel were to overcome if they were going to ever be true to Yah. You can't preserve such dualist allegiances. But Messiah said, he said, go forth and teach all nations. He said, convert all the nations, which is to love your enemies. Grant them an opportunity to see beyond their injustice. I ask the question, shall the redeemed desire something to hate forever? There are those who call themselves Hebrew Israelites today that call and say Esau is Europeans. Wow. I've talked many times about how that's a lie. Esau is whoever it is that would not see Israel fruitive under all that the Most High intends. And the scriptures in Hebrews even speaks to the others who are Hebrew and says we ought to follow after the way of peace. How about the way of the gospel unto all the nations, unto all peoples, as a righteous example, not being as Esau, who sold his birthright for, let's just say, my brothers and sisters, what appeals to the flesh. Esau, my brothers and sisters, whoever it is, as more of an Edom were when Israel came out of Egypt, of people who desire that Israel not attain to the land of promise. And the only true way to attain to the land of promise, if we understand it well, is that Israel attain to the conscience worthy of the land. What does that tell you, my brothers and sisters? But it's just as true as that was in ages of old, so it is now. And I have to ask, my brothers and sisters, so many of those who would retain hatred against the perfect will of Yah for the redemption of a world entire. And they called themselves Israel. Remember I said Esau is whoever would prevent Israel from becoming fully what Israel must be. They say they want to hate anyone who would be an obstacle then against what Israel is supposed to be. I have to ask those who retain hatred then, my brothers and sisters, since Israel is supposed to be a people who seek the blessing of the Most High that is to bless all the nations, dare they truly say that they have been Israel? Hear me, my brothers and sisters, that one called the angel from the rising sun, who is Messiah? First redeems Israel, but he redeems Israel to be a light to all the nations. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, who will reject that ultimate goal is not Israel at all. Messiah told his disciples, became apostles, to go forth and teach all the nations. Yes, to teach all the nations, my brothers and sisters, wherever Israel has been scattered. And you will find scriptures throughout their testimony where they spoke to both Jews and Gentiles. My brothers and sisters, what about giving consideration to such scriptures like Isaiah 14? Yes, it says that the Gentiles that are amongst them shall become servants to Israel. But what then, my brothers and sisters, about what you might call indentured servitude? Because the scriptures tell in Isaiah 47:21-23 that the Gentiles that are among the children of Israel, look at Zechariah 9, too, that they, my brothers and sisters, in due time shall be given when the land is divided, an inheritance in the midst. It's time to follow the example of true righteousness, my brothers and sisters, that redeems this world unto oneness. And that is required of my brothers and sisters of all who would be called Israel, that the blessing to all the lands. It was once understood among all the peoples, of all the peoples of the world, especially those in the East, at first, that in the judgment, Yah shall ultimately send his Messiah to declare a warning to mankind. The time is coming soon that he will destroy all, whoever, whatever, would be rebelliously destructive against the Most High, bringing to restoration and preserving all the beauty, harmony, love, peace, that from the very beginning he meticulously and marvelously made this world, that he might behold it in peace. And every single step along the way, as he created and set things in order, seeing that order, according to the manifestation of the thoughts of his mind, made manifest the physical realm, he called it good. My brothers and sisters, shall we dare to say that what is good is anything less than the perfected will of Yah? When the scriptures tell us when he blessed and sanctified the Sabbath day, it's because he looked upon all that he had contemplated, set in order. He blessed and sanctified it. He consecrated it, my brothers and sisters, that it should be true to his mind. My brothers and sisters, shall we desire that we presume anything, that this world should ever be subject or remain subject to anything less? Again, my brothers and sisters, Most High has promised that he will send Messiah because he intends to set this world back in order. At one time, Most High took me in a dream and showed me. It was like I was hovering in the heavens above where he was working as he moved among the clouds. And my brothers and sisters, looking down at the earth, what I saw was like a tidal wave, if you want to call it that. And everything, my brothers and sisters, that was not beautiful was made nothing. And only beauty, my brothers and sisters, was behind or with or in line. Well, whatever, my brother and sisters, he looked upon. And in other words, what I'm saying, as he moved, he desired to see beauty. And my brothers and sisters, nothing of this earth was able to resist. And if it did resist, my brothers and sisters, it just simply, if it did exist, it just simply ceased to be. That only beauty should remain. Ancient man understood that the day of judgment would come. The Most High will restore all things back to order. He would send Messiah for the express purpose to warn mankind that that day when the Most High will set order in the earth must surely come to pass. Showing man, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the false righteousness that he has exalted, what indeed is the plan, the purpose, of the one Most High. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, meaning that others could not declare it. His only begotten Son, in these latter days, he said that he found none righteous, no, not one. So for that reason, he sends Messiah to restore righteousness. Yah so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. Most High is going to bring about the restoration of all things. Who believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. And my brothers and sisters, again, Scriptures tell us it's going to pass in the last days, all call upon the name of the Lord should be saved. It means, my brothers and sisters, him who the Most High will call by his new name. And for them, my brothers and sisters, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance unto a faithful remnant when the Most High is called. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern the meaning of what I've said to you tonight. And since I got a little bit of time, I got a little bit of time left. You know, if I'm start moving into some other things, it's going to take a lot more time than I have available. So if anybody has anything they would like to ask, I see somebody in the call, and all you have to do is hit that one if you have some things you wanted to comment, some things you wanted to say. And if anybody has any questions, I'm open for them for a few minutes. But what I'm going to go ahead and do is just simply say, for now, that I indeed thank the Most High for every ear that he has brought near. And I would implore you, I would admonish you, please check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com, for articles like Prophetic Proof, to find out, my brothers and sisters, how it is very much so the case that humanity has removed itself far from the foundation of what is divine intent. Man has even discerned, my brothers and sisters, according to the prophecies, who the early church, the apostles, and all the prophets before them knew Messiah to be. Who Messiah even said that he is. What should be the common expectation of our people? And my brothers and sisters, neither discerning beginning nor eventuality. Without question, our people have been quite misled. But I would admonish you to check out that article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Prophetic Proof. An article there called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. An article called The Secret City Prophecies. An article there, my brothers and sisters, called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, that we might discern how things have gotten to this point. There's seriously a need, my brothers and sisters, to understand. I said there's a serious need also to understand. Something I've been relating much more so of late, that the Most High has forsworn that a very powerful and pivotal event bringing about a monotheist revolution that brought this type of event, my brothers and sisters, must come to pass, that where he brought to bear a monotheist revolution in the East under the will of one, that my brothers and sisters, there must come also at last a monotheist revolution in the East that would oppose all false rule and establish indeed, my brothers and sisters, a genuine reverence for the Most High on this earth. An event that he promised, my brothers and sisters, that I've spoken of even earlier in this show. But the scriptures tell in Isaiah 24 that place where that city will be destroyed is in the west. A city that has been warned by Messiah himself and refused to listen. And I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, everything necessary to bring that event to bear has already been placed, and all the subsequent, let's just say synonymous, synchronous events meant to happen in that time, all set in order, my brothers and sisters. Let it not be that those who could have had a chance to be wise, let it not be, my brothers and sisters, that if they're caught, surprised, suddenly off guard, but that we should prepare for the one king, because it's shame to say that men have created a multitude of partial standards of which they should judge one another, when after none of those partial standards is any man made righteous. So again, I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. I suggest that you, in fact, I admonish you greatly, please check out those articles on my website that I spoke of. Seriously necessary information, my brothers and sisters, if we're going to make an oath unto the Most High and be true unto him. Find out how you can be a support to this ministry that would work to genuinely heal humanity under the cause for which it was made. My brothers and sisters, as I said before, I thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. I would ask that you would let others know about this this show, this ministry. Because our people truly need it. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. Warning in advance, my brothers and sisters, the chaos that is to come. Because humanity is about to face, my brothers and sisters, repercussions of all that He has done and not hearken to the counsel of the Most High. And the repercussions, my brothers and sisters, not hearken to the Most High. So much havoc and about to be a tremendous warfare that was teaching mankind that he should have always listened to his Creator. And I thank the Most High indeed, my brothers and sisters, those who will hearken to this and will know his redemption. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under his might, his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And indeed, I do. Thank you all for listening.